Have you ever looked out at an airport ramp and seen a bright yellow Airbus just sitting there, day after day, going nowhere? Multiply that by 91. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ on Radio Hangar. Spirit Airlines, once the ultra-low-cost carrier that moved millions of passengers a year, is now a logistics puzzle scattered across 26 airports from coast to coast, and someone has to put those pieces back together. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. Spirit filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and ceased operations, leaving its fleet of Airbus A320 family aircraft parked wherever they happened to be when the music stopped. We're talking A319s, A320s, and A321s spread thin across the network. Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, Detroit, Orlando, smaller stations too. These jets didn't get a chance to fly home, they just stopped. Now the question becomes, how do you move 91 narrow-body jets when you no longer have an operating airline? The answer is ferry flights. And the logistics behind this are more complex than most people realize. Ferry flights for a grounded carrier are not like repositioning aircraft during normal operations. There's no revenue, there's no schedule pressure in the traditional sense. But there's enormous financial pressure because every day one of those airframes sits on a ramp, someone is paying for it. Parking fees. Insurance, maintenance requirements don't pause just because the airline did. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on who's actually flying these jets. When an airline goes through bankruptcy and its pilot group is furloughed or released, you can't just call them back and say, hey, come fly this ferry leg for us. Recency requirements still apply. Currency still matters. The Federal Aviation Administration doesn't care that you flew the line 6 weeks ago. If your paperwork isn't current, you're not going. So who does fly them? Typically, it's a combination. Some Spirit pilots who maintained currency and agreed to contract ferry work. Some pilots from third-party ferry companies that specialize in exactly this kind of operation. These outfits exist specifically to move aircraft that airlines, lessors, and banks need repositioned. It's a niche corner of commercial aviation that most passengers never think about, but it keeps the industry's asset pipeline flowing. This affects you if you're a general aviation pilot in a couple of ways. First, awareness. If you're operating near any of these 26 airports, you may see increased ferry traffic. These flights operate under Part 91 since there are no passengers aboard. That means they're not on the same operational rules as a Part 121 carrier. They file IFR, they get their clearances, but the regulatory framework is slightly different. Second, if you're a professional pilot watching the career landscape, this is worth paying attention to. Every aircraft that gets ferried is going somewhere. Most are going back to lessors, and lessors are placing those aircraft with other carriers. That means those seats come back online, eventually just painted a different color. The capacity doesn't disappear, it redistributes. The 26 airports where these jets are parked represent the footprint of what Spirit's network looked like in its final days. Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International was the airline's largest hub. You'll find the heaviest concentration there. Las Vegas was another major base, Detroit as well, a legacy of Spirit's origins as a charter carrier out of Michigan decades ago. For the lessors, and we're talking companies like AerCap, SMBC, Aviation Capital, and others. This is a recovery operation. Each one of those airframes is worth somewhere in the range of $30 to $50 million, depending on age and configuration. You don't leave $50 million sitting on a ramp in Myrtle Beach collecting dust and bird strikes. The ferry process itself involves maintenance checks before each repositioning flight. You can't just pull an aircraft out of storage, fire up the engines, and go. There are procedures depending on how long the jet has been sitting. You might need anything from a basic pre-flight inspection to a more involved return-to-service check. Hydraulic systems need to be cycled, flight controls need to be verified, the auxiliary power unit needs to prove it can still start those CFM or Pratt & Whitney engines. Weather adds another layer. You're not going to ferry a jet across the country in convective season without careful planning. And unlike a revenue flight, where the airline's dispatch office handles everything, ferry operations often put more of that planning burden on the crew. Route selection? Fuel planning. Alternate airports, it's professional flying stripped down to its fundamentals. There's also the matter of where these aircraft end up. Some will go to maintenance facilities for heavy checks before being redelivered to new operators. Some may go to storage facilities in the desert. Victorville, Marana, Roswell. Places where dry air preserves airframes until the market wants them again. A few may never fly again if the economics don't support the maintenance investment to bring them back to service. For the broader industry, Spirit's grounding removed a significant chunk of domestic capacity that has ripple effects on ticket prices, route availability, and competitive pressure on other carriers. If you fly commercially as well as recreationally, you've probably noticed fares ticking up on routes Spirit used to serve. The ferry operation itself will take weeks, possibly months, to complete. It's not a one-day event, it's a carefully sequenced project where each aircraft gets its turn based on maintenance status, contractual obligations to lessors, and logistical availability of crews. One more thing worth noting, these aircraft are relatively young. Spirit ran a modern fleet. Most of these Airbus narrowbodies have years of useful life remaining. They will fly again. The question is just where and for whom. So next time you're monitoring a frequency or checking flight tracking apps and you see a Spirit registration moving with no passengers listed, now you know what's happening. It's the slow, methodical process of putting an airline's fleet back into the system, one ferry leg at a time. Sources today include Simple Flying's reporting on Spirit's ferry operations. Find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower, fly safe out there.